Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big money
at Menards. Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Hillary Shanks episode. I found Hillary through Brianna King's Instagram, and she was recommended. They both skateboard. And my favorite part of her interview was when she talked about growing up in Missouri, as well as working inside a skateboard park, and her modeling career as well. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show.
We have a very special guest tonight. Welcome for the first time on the show, model and skateboarder, Hillary Shanks. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. So this is pretty monumental because I don't have a lot of skateboarders on my podcast, and I wanted more this year.
Yeah,
and we just had Brianna.
Yeah,
and that's how I found you.
Cool. Yeah. Brianna's sick.
How did you all meet, you and Brianna?
I followed her on social media, and then I met her in New York. We kind of did like a little job together.
Yeah,
but we didn't like talk like really during the job.
What do you mean you didn't
like
talk?
We just like did it, and then we like didn't hang out. I think we were both like awkward.
But why is that?
I don't know.
Is it because you guys both skated? Or?
No, I don't know.
Because you would think, like, since you both skateboard, yeah, you guys would have that camaraderie. And
yeah, I don't. I think the job, there was like a bunch of people on it too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if
that. What kind of job was it?
Just like a photo shoot.
For what? For who?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Okay. So let's bring it back from. So you're originally from. Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri. Yeah.
And it's crazy because I just told you I booked Sean Hale.
Yeah, he's from Missouri.
For too. Next month. And you said you grew up together?
Yeah. Well, like he lived in a town like an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at this indoor skate park. So he would like come,
yeah,
and skate there.
Dude,
and
he
like,
rips.
Yeah. He, yeah, was, like,
I was
so
just
good.
I just found out about him, and I watched his Nine Club interview as well as some of his parts, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
So how did you get into skateboarding?
My brother skated, so I always did everything that he did. And
your older brother?
Little brother.
Your little brother did?
Yeah.
And then when did he start?
Well, I was like 12 and he was like 11.
Oh.
Like we were like little kids.
Yeah. And then how did he get into it?
I don't know. I think we just like saw somebody, or like he saw like a kid with a skateboard, and then like decided, because we like rode dirt bikes and BMX and like did all that stuff because we like grew up in the country.
Yeah.
But then like, I don't know, we just found skating and like stuck to it more. And
that's so cool. Are there Asians in Missouri?
Yeah.
People that look like me?
Yeah.
There's Koreans in Missouri?
Yeah.
There are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's like, because that, when you say Missouri, that just seems like something out of a book to me. Like,
yeah.
I don't, what is,
I grew up like in the middle of nowhere. Like,
yeah. What was your town like? I'm interested. Yeah. Where was,
dude, like nobody.
No one was there?
Like there's probably like 6,000 people maybe.
That's it.
And like my parents' house is like in the middle of the woods. Like we have no neighbors. Like I live on like 80 acres of like woods.
What I'd, would like, you do as a kid?
Well, I had a big driveway. I'd skate in the driveway, go fuck around in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? We had animals.
Yeah. Like, what kind of animals?
Cows, chickens, horses.
You
dogs.
Raised them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what do you do? So what about, how many people went to your elementary school, high school, and all that?
I don't know. But it like wasn't like big. Like, there's like nobody.
There's nobody there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay. So what did you do for kicks when you got into high school? Like, what did you do in high, like, how did you have fun in high school?
Well, I was skateboarding in high school. So
you started, back in high school, like a couple, like, yeah,
I was 12 when I started.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like the only girl like ever
skating.
Yeah, like in my town or state. I don't know.
Did when you finally met Sean, did he encourage you? Because I could see your progression.
Well, we were like young.
Instagram.
Like I didn't really. I don't know. It was just like awkward. But
yeah.
And then I skated. I worked at a skate park too when I was like 14 to 18.
At your home, in your hometown?
Yeah.
You want to give him a shout out? Let's
Springfield, Missouri. So, Springfield Skate Park.
So shout out to Springfield, Missouri, yeah. Springfield Skate Park.
Yeah.
Is it, can you describe it? Is it indoor?
It's indoor and outdoor.
So is there like obstacles? There's a ledge and banks? And
yeah, there's like a big, like a bowl, and then like there's like a street course, and then you go outside and there's a street course, mm-hmm. and then like a mini, like, combi bowl looking thing.
Yeah,
and then like I don't know, like a big float. It's actually
so cool.
Huge.
It's a huge park.
Yeah, it's actually really big.
Like, is it a free park or how much?
No, you gotta pay. Like,
how much?
I don't know, like $10.
You have to wear a helmet?
Yeah, you do.
So you have to sign a waiver
and
do all that?
Yeah.
No, usually, because I did most of my skateboarding in Arizona, and there was an indoor park, I forgot, somewhere in Tucson when we went up there, there was some kind of contest or something. And their park had a skate shop attached to it. Did they have their own skate
shop? Yeah, we had a skate shop too. I would like grip boards.
Oh, that's cool. So you do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, What is it about skateboard? Wait, Craig was about to say something.
She said Springfield, Missouri. That's kind of where the Simpsons
supposedly. Oh, Springfield, Missouri, so, yeah. Simpsons. Yeah, do you got anything to add to that? Or
I think, aren't they from Missouri?
Yeah,
Springfield, they're from Missouri. A Springfield, but I think they're from the Missouri one.
Okay. So you want to take claim to that?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm claiming it.
That's good.
Now.
Who doesn't love The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah. What attracted you? Like, what did you like about skateboard? What stood out to you about skateboarding? Like, what attracts you to it? Or what attracted you to skateboarding?
I don't know. It was just like really something like fun to do, mm-hmm. and like different. It's like addicting, like trying to learn the trick. Like,
yeah.
You just like think about it like constantly.
What was the first couple tricks? Let's bring it back to when you first had your board.
Okay.
Oh, do you remember your first board?
Yeah, it was a zero board.
That's what's up. Shout out to Jamie Thomas.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. I remember that first that zero video, the misled, or I don't know if
misled,
that. I just remember that really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Because just the style of it, the way they skated, it was like a lot of rails and stuff. What was the first video you saw? What was your
The first video I saw was like a local video, mm-hmm, like, because mm-hmm. my brother like went to the park, like he kind of got more into skating before I did, and mm-hmm. he like went and brought a video home, and we'd like watch it every day
on VHS.
Do
you remember the video then?
Yeah, it was like called Image Skateboards.
Is that a local company?
Yeah, it's like a local, like, I don't know what it was, but I thought it was cool because it was like guys that like I could see like
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in Missouri and, like, that's at the so park cool. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So it was more, you could relate to it more because
they're
like the hometown heroes.
Yeah, so I like thought that was like exciting and like
I'm sure
cool.
they ripped. I mean, because each, because my mom lives in Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay.
That's a small town in Arizona. But then their local park, they all rip.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, are they all sponsored? Like, this is
like,
crazy.
What's going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, can we talk about that? Like, as far as like just the local talent and how that inspired you and whatnot?
Yeah. There was like a lot of like rippers. And I was like always like intimidated by them a lot. Like, I remember being a little kid and I was like, oh my God, they're like so good. Like, I don't want to get in their way. I would be like scared.
Oh, were they bullies or something?
No, but like, it was just like that feeling like when you're a little kid and like there's like the older guys and you don't want to like
I
mess
think,
them up
yeah
while
I don't, think,
skating
that, I don't think that I don't think that goes away
yeah
even when you get older
I felt it today like at the skate park Like,
but you're actually, because I see your footage, you're like flipping the board, you're doing varial flips and you're kick flipping.
Yeah, but I'm not like charging like the park. Like,
yeah. But you know, the thing about, I mean, this is just my opinion, it's an individual thing, so mm-hmm. it doesn't matter, even if you're doing like,
yeah, like
whatever. Just like no comply, like everyone's doing their own thing. That's true. But with skateboarding, there is the cool, I don't know what it is, I've always felt this, there's always like the cool, like you're right, I feel that too sometimes, like don't mess with them, they're like so-and-so's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, do you know Jaquan Park here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to go there on Sundays, and then I don't want to name drop the pros, but there were certain pros
yeah.
there. And I remember I was so self-conscious in my head, and I wanted to do good. Because I do, the one trick I do well is just pop shove it.
Yeah.
But I remember I was like, there's people, I don't know if they're looking, but I'll tell you, they ended up like doing something to me. I don't know if they meant to hurt me, my aww. Feelings, but when I went to pop, I would try to like really pop it super high, but I ended up doing the splits.
Oh shit.
So I look like a fool. So I did the splits right like in front of them.
Oh my God.
And I just heard, ooh.
They like watched you. Yeah. Fall and
my,
really bad.
My face went all red.
Oh, that's yeah. happened to me. I've like ate shit really bad in like front of
but in front
people.
Of like pros,
yeah,
or
like
yeah.
a guy, and I'm like. Mm.
But at the end of the day, they're just
yeah. It doesn't
you know
matter.
What I'm saying? It's like but
you're
the
just
thing
creating
is,
that
yeah,
in your head. It's
I
not
know,
real.
I know.
Yeah.
But in my head, I felt like it's like being in high school, like
yeah.
around the cool kids in the lunchroom, and then you have your trash, yeah. and then you like fall and drop like your applesauce and your spaghetti, and you're like. Oh no, I look like
and everyone's
an idiot.
Like quiet staring
yeah.
at you.
I don't care now. I don't care if they're, yeah. I don't, you know why it's different now? Like, I know because the 14-year-old kid from Gilbert is probably could be pro or,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it
everyone's
doesn't matter.
Good. So
yeah,
it doesn't
everyone's
matter.
Good at skating.
Yeah, and the thing is, not only that, the internet.
Yeah.
The internet, you like watch YouTube, you're like, ah, next. And
yeah,
you
you're like, oh, they're not. Yeah, it's like, whatever.
Did you grow up with 411s? Do you remember?
Yeah, 411 mm-hmm. and Logic.
Oh, you remember Logic. That's what's
well, like,
up.
I just like hung out with like older skaters too, so they would like I would just have stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the first trick you learned on the board?
The first trick probably. Well, like dropping in, I feel like it's not really
a
trick,
like a
but,
no,
yeah, but
a
it's like
thing.
Scary.
That's
like
a big deal.
Dropping in was like the scariest thing. Like, I don't know why. Like,
yeah, me too.
The first time I did it, I like sprained my wrist really bad. And
oh, at the bottom?
Yeah, like I landed it before that and I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, I got it. Because it was like the first time I ever like went to the skate park
yeah,
or like,
yeah.
tried anything. And then I like sprained my wrist and then it was like, I was so embarrassed.
Were the people that saw that?
Yeah, it was at all, like the skate park used to do like overnighter, like they would be open all night and like mm-hmm. you would stay at the skate park from like 8 at night until like 8 in the morning and skate all night.
Oh, you could do that?
Yeah, well, oh, like they would like do stuff like
oh,
that.
That's crazy.
And that was the first time I ever went to the skate park.
Yeah.
And then I sprained my wrist and I had to sit there like all night like with the sprained wrist.
Oh,
yeah, like
God.
All stupid.
And then did your parents support your when you start skateboarding?
Yeah,
they're supporting.
Yeah, my parents never really like, they're chill. Like,
yeah.
They weren't ever strict or
that's
like
so
anything.
Cool that they're open.
Yeah,
open minded enough.
Yeah, they're
to
always
let
you. Very supportive of anything yeah. that I ever did. So,
Do you remember the first street trick that you learned?
Probably like a shove it.
Yeah, I love.
But
shove
I still can't. I can't do them. No.
But you could do varials.
Yeah.
That and you do heel flips and stuff. Don't you?
I can't really do like a regular heel flip.
You do it fakey, don't you?
I do fakey varial heel. I do varial heels or like front heels.
It boggles my mind.
I was trying to do just like a normal heel flip today.
So it is a figure. I was trying to figure out if it was nollie, but you're goofy then.
Yeah,
you're goofy.
I'm goofy, but I skate transition regular.
What?
I don't know. And that's also another thing. Like when I was first learning to skate, I didn't know what I was doing. And like, I don't know.
So you're telling me you could fakie varial heel flip.
Yeah.
Describe to the viewers who aren't familiar. Describe what a varial heel flip is.
Well, you're going fakie. It's like a front shove.
It's a front side shove it, heel and flip. Then a heel flip.
So it like goes like kind of behind you. And...
Now there's a dispute amongst the, I guess, skateboarding community whether that's called a varial heel flip or a shove it heel.
Oh, I've never heard shove it heel.
Oh, you haven't? Mm-mm. So you've always learned it as a varial.
Yeah.
Okay. How the hell did you learn a fakie varial heel before, like, those are easier for you than a shove it is?
Well, I learned the shove it. I can do it, but not like...
Like a pop shove it or a shove it?
Like a pop shove it.
Oh, okay.
That, I can do them, but I just don't, like, really. Like, I'm not, like, it's not all the time or, like, consistent.
Front side shove it or back side shove it?
Both.
What's more comfortable for you? I'm guessing a front side,
shove, because I was like, I was trying the varial heel and I was like, oh, I need to learn how to front shove better. So
yeah, do you like doing those then?
I haven't done one in like a month. I don't know.
Seems I never like you're more comfortable with the fakie varial heel.
Yeah, I get, that's just like
that boggles my because you know that's like more of an advanced move and stuff. When did you learn how to kickflip? When did you learn to kickflip?
I learned to kickflip when I was little, like when I was like 12.
How happy were you when you landed?
I freaked out.
Let me hear your story, and I'll tell you my story of when I first learned my first kickflip. It took me years.
But yeah, it took me like a year. It
took me years.
And I remember like landing it in my garage.
Like, okay, let's talk about that day.
I like barely remember, but I remember landing, and I landed with both my feet like in the middle of the board, like really sketchy, but I still landed it.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah, and I like freaked out.
No one witnessed
it
with
I don't think my brother was there or anything. Oh, but then I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go to the skate park and like show everyone that I could kickflip.
And then
like,
I
thought I was like the shit.
But dude, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, now these kids don't care. They're learning
now people learn kickflips in like a day.
A day or a half a day. Brianna was here the other week and she said the way she learned, she like held herself up. She was holding onto something and started doing it like that.
Yeah.
Did you do?
No, I didn't just did it on the ground. I don't know. I just like tried it.
Yeah. Just like in a parking shop or in a garage or something.
Yeah. Just
like. Could I tell you my story?
Yeah.
So I was in, this was in Arizona, I think in the late, mid to late 90s. And I met a group of skaters on campus because I felt alienated on campus because it was like, I felt like it was high school again, but like more like what fraternities and it was just like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so I moved to the other side of campus to these shittier dorms. But then I eventually met like my skate crew, and then we used to go to the Wedge. It's a skate park in Scottsdale. Yeah. Well, this is how long ago it was. Before there was no skate park there. It was just a bank, flat bank, and there was no park there. Now there's a full on skate park there.
Oh, okay.
But we used to also skate this structure in Scottsdale, Arizona, Fashion Square or some fashion Fashion Valley, whatever mall, but they had like their own parking structure. You know, mm-hmm. we used to bomb it. We'd bomb like the whole structure from the fourth floor down, but then they had like, you know, ledges and manual pads at the bottom. And they kept like peer pressuring me. They're like, do it. And I'm like, I don't know, guys. And then I was just, I remember it was a dink when I landed it because I didn't even know how to do the flick.
Yeah.
But then once I started flicking it, they're like, dude, just stand over it, man. And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, do it. We're not going home till you land it.
Oh, no.
And so like four or five dudes were just like, you know, watching me, like just standing there. And then I finally, I don't know why, you know, because a lot of skateboarding is just commitment.
Yeah.
And I didn't like commit. Like I was just stepping off of it. Yeah. But then like when I did it, it was almost like, I couldn't believe that I landed on it.
Yeah.
Well, the flip happened so fast. First,
you like black out.
Yeah. Well, it was only like this high. Yeah. Too, so I went, and then I went, and then I felt like I won the lottery.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, it was like I scored the touchdown or something.
Yeah, the greatest.
They were like, you know, they like helped me out.
Yeah.
It felt good. Yeah.
The first kickflip.
Yeah.
Is the best.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts now on skateboarding and like, how did you get into the modeling thing? How did you end up from Missouri to LA? And I want to hear about all that.
I started modeling in high school. Mm-hmm. I got like discovered.
What do you mean you got discovered?
Or like, that's what they call it. Like when like a modeling agent, like finds you.
That happened to Brianna too.
Yeah.
And she's done fairly well. Just
yeah.
her head, being at a certain place and, hey,
yeah,
let's hear your story.
Well, people always told me, they're like, you should be a model. And I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a profile on this website called models.com
mm-hmm.
a long time ago. And then
what year?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And these mother agents reached out to me and they got me signed. I remember when I was 18, I went to Milan and then I modeled in New York.
Milan,
and,
Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Because I was next Milan and then Thailand.
What was that like?
It was okay.
It was cool. Okay?
It sucked because I was working all the time.
Right. So and you didn't get to experience the street life there or
well
the street
I skated
food.
A lot there.
What, in Thailand?
Yeah, I like found skate? I found shit, like I made it happen.
How did you, are there spots in Thailand?
Yeah, there is. And that's there's little crazy. Skate parks and there's a skate scene there
in Thailand.
Cool. Yeah, in Bangkok.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
let's hear more. What other places?
Yeah, just New York and Italy and stuff.
And then I have known nothing about the modeling world. How does that work? So someone spots you and you sign to an agency and then are you going out for magazine ads or television? How does that work?
You go out for everything.
Everything. Print.
Yeah, print or I guess it just depends on your look. When I was in New York, it was more I would go there for fashion week mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. just print stuff. But mm-hmm. then sometimes video. LA is more commercials or print or e-com stuff.
So do you do commercials as well?
Yeah, yeah. I've been in a couple commercials, commercials.
Let's talk about them. I used to do that early 2002. I'll tell you. Some of the stuff I did as well. Go ahead. Well, I don't do it anymore.
Most of the commercials I've been at is skating. But
really?
Yeah, but as principal. So
it was principal cool. Skateboarder.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So that's down your alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I like working in LA because I get to be a skateboarder and then a model.
You know, that seems we're talking about this. That seems it's really in right now.
Yeah,
especially if
it
you're
is.
Female. If you're female and that's even a bonus and modeling and skateboarding.
Yeah.
Seems it all works.
Yeah, it's
together.
More popular. Because I remember 5 years ago when I was in New York, I was modeling and I was skating, but they weren't looking for that really. It wasn't as a thing.
No,
as
it wasn't.
Is now.
Yeah, when did that become a thing?
I feel like a couple years.
A couple
yeah.
years. That's how I feel too.
Hey, I've been here.
Yeah. Now do they when you audition for a modeling / skateboarding acting commercial gig, do they make you do tricks or how do you
sometimes
just skate
they make
the
you do tricks? Sometimes they'll just talk to you. I booked a Toyota commercial and they just lined us all up in the room and then just had to say our name and then I got principal from that. It was weird.
Yeah.
But then there's other ones where they make you skate and send videos
yeah.
and do
are there girls
shit.
You think that don't skate but then they're lying? They're
yeah.
I skate an 8-inch. Yeah.
No, totally.
To...
Yeah.
So because I used to do auditions
yeah.
too and people would say anything.
Yeah. I mean, I say anything.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I could do
I
this.
Could sing like Michael Jackson. Oh, I could dance like that. Oh, yeah, no problem.
You
I could jump off a 50-foot cliff. No, I got it, you know? So does that still happen?
Yeah.
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 So
I do it too.
You do it?
Oh, yeah.
But with you, you could back it up because you do actually skateboard.
Yeah.
And you have proof. Look on my Instagram. Now, when these.
What would you lie about?
Yeah, what would you lie about?
Or I could be I don't know. There's an audition asking if I could ollie over somebody or a barrel. And I'm yeah, sure.
You could do that?
No.
But that, I mean, but the thing is, you would lie about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when you get to the job, they probably might not have you do it.
Right. Now, my experience with the commercial world is you get a callback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what a callback is and how does that work?
Where they like you and they just have you come in for a second audition pretty much.
And your agency calls you back.
Yeah.
You got a call back.
Yeah, you have to be there. It's good getting a call back.
That's what you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, because you're
Have you done four or five callbacks?
I've done like three.
Have you? This is why. This is when I stopped because I was on my fifth one for Verizon.
I'd be like, nah.
And have you gone to the last round? Right.
Yeah.
And
it's you and a veil.
But on a veil. But yeah. Then it's you and another girl that looks exactly like you.
Yeah. I'm like, why did you? I don't want to know.
But how does that make you feel?
Like, shit. Like, I don't want to know. Like,
it's threatening, isn't
it? Yeah.
And this person looks kind of like exactly like
you. Yeah. And you're like, what? What am I doing wrong?
And then they have to choose.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah. I just like, I hate when they're like, oh, you're on hold or like on a veil. And yeah. I'm like, I just wish you wouldn't tell me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah. So how many, okay, so have you booked regional campaigns, national commercials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so you probably made some good money.
Yeah.
So how many, let's name some, like some of these jobs you've like done. Toyota.
Cadillac.
Cadillac. So yeah. A lot of car.
Yeah, like car commercial. I don't know why they just love.
Hey, dude, it's okay as long as they keep booking you. So, okay, yeah. Toyota.
I did like a fitness commercial too.
For 24-hour fitness?
No, like this other like workout thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Have you gotten booked with not even skateboarding involved, just your look?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Totally.
Yeah. No. And then so when did you get a commercial agent? Cuz that's different than a modeling agency.
When I
isn't
moved
it?
To LA, I did.
Yeah, how'd you that's not easy to do though, is it? How'd you get
no,
one?
No, it's hard. Well, my ex knew somebody at the agency cuz he was with them too as a skateboarder.
Oh, your ex skateboards?
Yeah, he was a pro skateboarder.
Oh,
Omar Salazar.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah. Omar Salazar?
Yeah.
The pro.
Yeah, that's why I moved to LA was because of him.
What the hell? That's crazy.
He's going to watch this.
Shout out to Omar. Big fan, Omar. Brother. Big fan, brother. Yeah, he's gnarly. Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. And then how did... You don't have to talk, but you guys... I'm confused now. Is he from Missouri too then?
No, Omar's from Sacramento.
He's from NorCal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's lived here a long time.
And then how'd you guys meet online or?
Yeah, we met on Instagram. I met him in New York.
Damn. Really?
Yeah.
And so so you met him in New York and then you guys got along?
Yeah, yeah.
And how long were y'all dating for?
Like 4 years.
Oh, really? Yeah. I wish you'd have told me, like, I had no idea. This is all, like, coming out. I know, that's kind of private.
No, I don't care.
I mean, okay, well, that makes, now I'm, like, putting it together. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm a big fan, you know, that guy's gnarly. Yeah.
That's great.
And so, but then you end up staying out here anyway.
Yeah, he's still out here, too. Mm.
But. Is he in L.A. now or?
He's in L.A.
He's in L.A. now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys still have a good relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. So as far as doing the modeling and acting, have you thought about doing acting as well? Because you would think that's the next step.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to try acting, but I just...
Have you thought about doing improv courses or acting courses as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't, like,
pursued it. Yeah. So right now, I'm just getting... The vibe I'm getting is you're pretty cool just like skating out here and doing the modeling and the commercial thing.
Yeah.
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 How is the modeling? Is it shady? I mean, everybody always talks about the modeling.
Yeah. Like Craig was saying, is it shady? Are there shady elements about the modeling?
I mean, I guess there can be, but mm-hmm. I've never like experienced anything weird. So I don't know.
I used to hear a lot of the girls that would travel.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that there's like a lot of weird photographers, but like with their agency, like if you get like a trustworthy agency, they like won't send you out with like people that are like weird.
Have you seen the movie Hard Candy?
No.
Okay, it's about Ellen. Shout out to Ellen Page. It's a story about like this guy, a photographer from LA. Oh, he's like a creepy guy, and then he's.
But,
you should definitely check that movie out. It's a good movie. Yeah. So you haven't experienced that? What about like in the skateboarding world? You know, like no like weird dudes trying to like, hey, we're having a kegger, come over after the session or something. Nothing weird like that.
I mean, some guys are weird, but
I mean skaters especially.
Yeah,
come on, let's just
like weirdos. Like, I don't.
So how did you deal with that growing up?
Oh yeah, I mean, I would like feel that sometimes, like growing up, because I was the only girl. So like, yeah, guys being asking. Like weird or like falling into me and like grabbing my boobs on accident. Or whoa. I've had that happen.
What, at the skate park?
Yeah. Or like older men saying weird stuff to me.
At the park?
Yeah.
Like the dads?
Yeah, the dads or like older skaters. Like the, when I was they would like say 14, something? Yeah, they would be like. Like say shit
like what?
Like I remember I was like doing like trying to kickflip and this older skater was like, "Oh, when you're 18, you're gonna come to my house." Like
whoa!
And then like I just remember that for the rest of my life. Like
that's creepazoid.
I just learned like I don't know. I just learned how to deal with it.
Like, yeah, it growing. Seems like you have street smarts. And yeah, you have a brother too. And yeah. So you know how.
Yeah, or just I don't know. It happened.
You
a
just
lot.
Ignore it.
I did then because I was like young, but now I don't like if someone was gonna say that to me, I'd like
yeah,
punch
you would,
them or something.
You would stand up for yourself, yeah, yeah. Because you're like I noticed like when I greeted you out front, you're like you're how tall are you're pretty tall.
I'm 5'10".
Dang, I'm like 5'2" or something. That's crazy. So what like going back to skateboarding, like what tricks would you like to learn? Like, where do you see yourself? Like what excites you about it? Like, as far as like future tricks you want to learn, or spots or whatever.
Yeah, I just like want to keep trying to like get better at stuff I already like know how to do, I guess.
Yeah,
and then, like,
yeah.
Maybe like learn like some new flip tricks or like
yeah.
kick flip like a bigger stair set or yeah. Like perfect things that I know how to do. I'm not trying to learn like every trick.
Every
in the
trick,
world.
Right? Right. Yeah. No, because you know what you're good at.
Yeah.
What about this? Because I know because you do a lot of good flat.
Mm-hmm.
What about taking it to like a bank or something and doing
yeah.
like doing one of your tricks back to fakie or something?
Yeah,
stuff
I've been like
that?
Working on that stuff.
Yeah.
Too, and like, I mean, I grew up skating like. Transition I just started skating street when I moved to LA.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah,
I thought you were just street.
No.
Oh, so you're learning that now.
Yeah, like
oh right, because
like
right.
in Missouri I would just skate like mini ramps and bowls and stuff, and mm-hmm, then I moved mm-hmm. here, and then I was like, oh, I gotta learn how to skate street. So
right, have you gone to, I noticed that on your Instagram you're going to parks around here.
Yeah,
so what's that park here, the latest one you were at? It's like a newer park.
Is it Lake Street?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I used to go there when it was just like the like prefab stuff, but then
they really made a park there.
Yeah, I was there today too.
Yeah, where's that located?
At the Lake Street Community Center.
And where is that? Is that
like kind
of
like Koreatown?
Oh, that's in Koreatown?
Yeah, it's like super kind of, it's like really close to like
huh.
the zone I live by.
And then is it open? That's one thing about California, because in Arizona, their parks, like the Tempe Park, the one in Gilbert, the Freestone Park, they open till 9. There's lights at night.
Yeah, Lake Street has lights till 9.
Oh, so you can skate till 9?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and El Sereno so cool. has lights, too.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
10, I think.
Yeah. And then... Because I haven't been skating a while, but are there like pros? I'm sure there's pros that you see there as well.
Yeah.
So you can't avoid them.
Yeah. But now I like know a lot of them. So.
Yeah. How did you meet? Oh, just from Omar. Like
yeah,
Omar?
Just like from Omar and just like work, like being, I don't know, and living here.
Yeah.
Just, like meet people.
So you're kind of like desensitized to all that.
Yeah.
Because you're dating
I don't even
a, like
care.
A pretty yeah. like, well respected pro.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever.
Yeah.
Is there a certain pro that if you met him, then you'd be like, oh my God, that's Mark Gonzalez or
yeah.
that's Ronnie Mullen or something.
I don't know. Every time I meet, like, I like John Cardiel a lot. So I'd be like, get like.
Shout out to Cardiel.
Yeah. He's like sick.
Yeah.
So I'd be like,
what,
oh,
do you
or,
like what do you like about John?
His like style and like I don't know, I always loved his part in Sight Unseen, like it was just like so sick.
Sight Unseen is that was the Transworld video,
yeah.
right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I like the intro to that because it's Mark Gonzalez talking
mm-hmm.
about him, saying how oh, he's a ripper and
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying.
That's one of my favorite videos.
I think with him, he's kind of like an adrenaline ball.
Yeah,
and because it's not even about the tricks, it's about the way he skates,
because
mm-hmm. he goes so fast and he just charges things. Yeah, but you know, it's sad what happened to
yeah.
I saw that Epically Latered, how he got in that accident and
yeah.
stuff. But I think, is he still skate, does he, is he, he's on his bike now,
I
right
think so.
Yeah, is there anybody else that comes to mind?
I don't know. I guess if I like met like Tony Hawk or something, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be. didn't because Sean going back to Sean.
Oh yeah,
he had to go through Tony Hawk, right? Yeah, because he skates for Birdhouse, yeah. Right? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's gnarly. That's sick.
That's sick. Yeah. I mean, would you be even more nervous that you have to skate in front of Tony Hawk to get like the okay?
Yeah.
Because I saw his interview on Nine Club. And yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that's what he had to do.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah. Have you talked to him since that's happened as far as, because you've
yeah,
seen
see
him progress.
All, yeah,
I mean,
I see him all the time, but I haven't, I guess I don't talk to him about his like skating career.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Like, what do you got? Do you guys go to the same high school and everything?
No, he like grew up in a town like an hour away.
An hour away.
Yeah, but he would come skate at my park.
Was he now like back then? What year was this? Like, was this like maybe 5-7 years ago?
No, like 10 years.
Ten years ago. Yeah. And then, but he was already good back then. Right?
Yeah, he was like good, probably like immediately.
Like he was yeah, always good. Because like, I watch his yeah, stuff and I'm like, whoa, this guy is he's yeah, tech and he's gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was already known locally. Like,
yeah,
oh, that's,
like, oh, that's Sean.
He's
like,
probably
he
on a
was
local
like
company.
Shit. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, oh, he's, yeah.
Yeah. So as far as the modeling and skateboarding, is there any other interests you have outside of that? Like art or movies or what else are you interested in?
I mean, I like fashion stuff. And then I'm a student too, so I'm in college.
Oh, yeah. What college are you going to?
Missouri State University. But I go online.
Oh, in Missouri.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Online. Classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what kind of courses? And
I'm going for my business degree.
Oh, okay. Did yeah, you want to get your own? What kind of business would you want in the future?
I don't know.
Something that has to do with skateboarding?
Yeah, I think I want to work in the skate industry still.
What? Let's brainstorm a little bit on that.
Okay.
what if you add modeling elements
mm-hmm,
and skateboarding elements and fuse them together?
Yeah,
let's maybe some modeling skateboarding female pants or
yeah,
even unisex pants that are stretchable.
My homegirl makes pants like that already.
Okay, that's her idea.
Yeah. Mama skates.
Ooh, okay. Oh, what about,
No, I think they.
Well, Craig asked, "Are you yeah, interested in starting up a girl skateboarding brand for females?"
Probably not. I probably would do something that's just like unisex, because that's like.
Yeah, you like, don't want to be. Yeah, that's. Just, yeah, you don't want to. No, I don't think there is.
Because yeah,
even the female pros, they're on like just regular companies.
Yeah,
they might,
I
like, you know, like
you
Elisa
should, like,
Steamer never was
everything,
on the female team. She
yeah,
was accepted by all the, you know, she was a skater.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you should like, I feel like I don't, this is a guy's thing. A girl, like
no, yeah. I don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, oh, just she's a skater mm-hmm, and that's cool. But I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying because it's like it never used to be like you said, girl skater.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so, like, so that's a good point. Like, growing up, like, I have one that comes to mind. I just said it. But, like, who did you look to up to, like, the first female skater? You're like, oh, dude, she rips.
Well, Alyssa and then, like, Amy Caron
yeah,
and Vanessa Torres.
Yeah.
Those are, like, the only girls I, like, saw in, like, magazines or whatever.
Yeah. I saw Lacey Baker at North Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
I was kind of tripping. I didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who seems like, because everyone stayed away from her
mm-hmm,
and then she was doing no slide shoves off the ledge and I'm like, oh shit.
Okay. Yeah, there's like so many, like I like Lizzie Armanto.
Okay. I'm not familiar with
yeah,
everything. Yeah,
yeah.
And so what do you like about them, just the way they skate or
yeah, like, I'm down for any like female skater,
any of them.
Yeah, like yeah, I'm just like, oh, that's sick. Like,
but don't you think Alyssa's style, because that was Steamer, like, I didn't even differentiate her being a female. I just liked her style. Like,
yeah,
the way she skated was
no,
dope
she's
to me.
Sick, yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's sick. Like, her lines and just watching her skate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is she on? I'm sorry, I've been out of the, like, she's on, is she on Baker or Death Wish?
No, I'm Baker.
Okay, cool. What company, what videos are you looking forward to seeing? Like, what hypes you up as far as what companies and everything?
Oh, like what?
As far as like what skate videos you're looking on, like have you seen the Baker 4?
Yeah, Baker 4 was sick.
Yeah, like, and what did you like about it? Whose part kind of stood out to you?
I like T-Funk's part and Sammy Baca's part.
That dude's gnarly, yeah.
He's sick. I think he had the best part.
What do you like about Baca?
He's just gnarly, like, I don't know.
It's his style, too. Yeah, he's sick. Yeah. So describe to the viewers and listeners who Sammy Baca is. Describe his style and what he stands for.
I don't know.
I would say just raw.
Yeah, just like
rugged.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of got like kind of like an East LA cholo vibe, like pretty hardcore image going on too.
Yeah.
Don't you think that describes him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what trick? You know that windy? Was it a tail slide he did on that? It's like a windy ledge.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty gnarly looking.
Yeah. That one was crazy.
Yeah. So so that's what stood out to you as far as Baker. What about, what's Cater's
part?
Oh,
yeah. Cater, Zach Allen, all the homies.
So you know. Oh, so you know those.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know them. Okay, that's crazy. Yeah, I only know a select few.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, like I skate, but I'm a hermit. Yeah, and I'm always by myself. I don't know. I got to a point where I got too self conscious.
Well, I know these people. I don't skate with them. I like, but just know them from like.
But you've seen them around.
Yeah, cause... like just from like parties and like my work and everything.
So there's skateboard parties.
Or like, I mean, events, sorry, I don't like know. Video premieres or like going to the bar.
Oh, you won't catch
like,
me there now.
Yeah.
I'll do it from a distance.
Yeah.
You won't see me anywhere near there. So what's in the future for you as far as like, what are your plans? Like what are your goals and stuff for 2020? Like, do you want to, as far as skateboarding, modeling or et cetera?
I just like want to book more jobs and then just skate more.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you have your own channel or like YouTube channel or where you put your skateboarding
no,
on there?
No, I don't really. I haven't done YouTube.
Okay. What about your website or anything?
No, just my Instagram.
Just your Instagram?
Yeah.
You have quite a bit of a big following and stuff.
I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Do brands reach out to you as far as future work or?
Yeah, they'll reach out for me to like do like sponsored posts or like send me clothes or.
So
whatever.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you get sponsorships and endorsements through Instagram.
Yeah, or like just like a one-time like job thing. Like I'll post and then they'll pay me or whatever.
How much do they pay you?
I don't know.
couple hundred?
How is it moving out here from like Missouri and New York?
Yeah, how is it moving out here from Missouri and New York?
How's this different?
Yeah, as far as the culture shock, good question.
Yeah, it was very different. Like, I had been, like, staying in New York, and then I met Omar, and then that's why I came out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, it was just, like, the scenery and, like, everything was just different.
What stood out to you? Obviously, the weather.
Yeah, the weather, like, the beach.
Mm-hmm. What else? The people? Were the people a little different, too, as well?
I don't know. Because I'm like used to like the city. So like it's people are like kind of the same everywhere, kind of.
What about New York and stuff? Like, what was it? Isn't that a culture shock out there? It's different for me. Like,
yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember like the first time I went to New York. Well, the first time, because I would always go alone and I went alone and I like cried the first day because I, like my agency was like, where are you? Like they wanted me to like go see them. And then I couldn't figure out the subway and I didn't know where I was. And I was like tired. And like, I was just
were you in Brooklyn or where were you at?
I think I was like in Manhattan somewhere. Like
you just broke down emotionally.
I was just like crying. Like, fuck, I don't know where I like am or like what to do.
Would you ever move out there?
To New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. My best friend just moved out there.
Yeah, because dude, they have a skateboarding scene there. I mean,
oh,
Brianna,
yeah, I love
Brianna
skating
talk, yeah,
in New York. It's like the best.
You brought it up. So why is it better out there than it is out here?
I don't know. You could just like skate to the spots, like skate around. Like, I don't know. It's just like the vibes are good. Like,
the vibes are good.
Yeah, the people there, like the skate scene there, sick. Like, it's just like really fun.
Really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to out here.
Out here is fun too, but you got to like drive to the spot. You kind of get like stuck in an area. Like it's not like as like accessible. Like I don't know.
Is the mentality different though? That was my question.
I think, yeah.
Like, a New York skater versus like a California, like what are the differences there?
I don't know. Like New York, it just seems like, I don't know, people like don't care about like your like clout or like your like,
like who, what you, yeah, who you skate
like,
for.
Yeah, or like what, like all that shit. Like,
and then you're saying out here they do.
Well, not everyone, but I have experienced that and stuff here.
Here? Like in what ways? Because they say, oh, I skate for blah, blah, blah.
Or, yeah, or just like how like people treat each other.
Like, give me an example of that. Like, what do you mean? I don't know. I'm trying to like get in there.
Okay.
As far as like, I want to know about like, the details to that. Yeah, they judgmental, like in what ways?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm like judged by like people like from my Instagram following and stuff.
So you're giving us evidence through your Instagram because of the comments.
Yeah, like comments. Like
what are some of the comments?
Oh, like
comments. Are they from males or females?
Mainly males comment, or like fake profiles, and I don't know.
Because they're cowards
they're pussy.
They're cowards to speak on their own profile. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And what kinds of things, like what kind of trollish things do they say?
That I suck and I like, why does this video get so many views? And like,
oh, they're just hating.
Yeah,
they're just
hating. I think it's funny. Like, I don't even care.
But
like,
why? But you have to also put yourself in their shoes. They have to be so lonesome and miserable to comment on a girl just having fun skateboarding, doing her thing, right?
Yeah.
You would have to be so resentful and,
I think it's weird. Like, I'm like, dude, I don't even know you. You're like a random person. Like, I would never go on like some other like random person's like Instagram and be like, oh, you suck.
No.
Or like, whatever.
No.
I'm like, why?
That's a specific kind of person. That's a specific kind of person, and they're cowards because they're doing it. Because on YouTube, when they do that, if they're on YouTube and you look at their channel, they have zero subscribers, zero videos.
Like,
so they're hiding behind this wall, like, hey, and they're like, you know, and they're
funny.
Just.
I'm like, I'm glad I can like have that much control over you to make you mad about something.
That's
like
so sad.
I have had like people come up to me in person lately and like say stuff too.
Like, what do you mean?
Like this guy, like it was weird. I like freaked out.
Let's just hear about it. Like, what do you do?
I was in Lassen's.
What's Lassen's?
Like a.
It's a grocery store.
It's a grocery store.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Silver Lake.
It's Silver Lake. I know where that
is. And I was already having like kind of a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, they have like a food bar and I was like getting food. I hope he's like watching this.
Yeah. So you.
Yeah, like.
Dude in Lassen's.
Yeah, I was in Lassen's.
Yeah.
And I was like making a salad and then this guy like, he was like weird and he was like, hey, aren't you one of those skateboarding girls from Instagram? And I didn't know if he was like being mean at first or whatever.
Yeah. But that's how he said it?
Yeah, he said it all weird.
You
and
were
I like
hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, and anyways. I like couldn't.
How many are there? Is there only like
five? Yeah, I'm like, what? And I was just like, I guess. And then he goes, yeah, you're ruining skateboarding for people like me who's trying to make a career.
What? How is that true?
Like he and I go, wait, what? And
Hillary,
I like freaked
you know,
out.
Hillary, you know that is absurd. That person who said that,
yeah.
That doesn't make
it
any
was
sense.
So I was like shocked. And I was like in the middle of getting my salad and I go, wait, what? I was like, are you talking shit right now?
Oh, you called him out?
Yeah. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I was like, I'm eating my food.
Damn.
Like, I like freaked. I was like yelling at him.
That's good. Hey,
like,
you stood up for yourself.
I think he didn't think that I would freak out.
What did
he
look like? What did this fool look like?
He had like long hair. I actually saw him again another time, but I like was not like, I was like, I can't see this fool. Like,
let's get him
like,
on the podcast and I'll ream him.
I don't know who
let's
it is.
Hey, like, holler at me. Stevie Weeby Show. We'll get you on here. Let's have it out.
And I was like yelling at him and everyone was like staring. And I was just like, why do you care?
Dude,
like,
I think it's
Instagram.
Fucking awesome you skate. I think it's awesome. When I see you girls skate, I'm like, dude, that's sick. Especially when I see you guys doing tricks, I'm like, whoa. It's sick, dude. It's sick. You can't, I don't know why you would look at it any differently because, and I don't see how your progression and your fun could be disrupting his goals.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you want, dude? Do you want like a a box from somebody, like a, like I don't know why he's like so mad. Like,
because if he, yeah, because if he didn't exist, let's say you and Brianna and all the rest of the females that skate don't exist, he would still be in the same predicament.
Yeah, like my, he'd like, be like going my, to some other kid. Whatever I have going on doesn't affect his life at all, or like any other pro, like skater or anybody that's coming up. Like, it doesn't. Yeah. I'm not taking away from anybody else.
And to add on to that, it's like this dude even said, because he was like, well, you're ruining my, my you know, chances being a pro or whatever. But it's like, you guys are just doing it for fun.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you I'm not even trying to be a pro skateboarder. I'm not sponsored or exactly. anything.
And the ironic thing about it, because Brianna was just here. Shout out to Brianna King. She, with her just being herself, she's getting hooked up just doing her thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Spitfire, it's flowing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, that must really eat up at him.
So if you want to get pro, like, be good. You
know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or, like, don't be an idiot and be a weirdo.
That has
like,
nothing to do with you getting a salad at a grocery store. Yeah, I was
like, literally, like, don't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, I could be a psycho and, like, punch you in the face or something. I don't know. Like,
I like where you're at now, because it seems like you kind of stepped out of your shell and you're setting boundaries for what you're going to tolerate as far as, especially when it's in person, you know what I mean?
Like, if you come at me in person, like, I don't know.
So what are some ending comments for those people who do that? I have a couple things to say, too. Firstly, don't blame other people as far as, like, what you're going through personally. What you're going through is on you. And take more accountability, right? Yeah. To yourself, you know? You're accountable.
It's not my problem.
By your own actions and your own behavior, your own outlook. You don't have to bash my girl here for doing her thing and just skateboarding, having fun. You know what I'm saying? Look, I would never say that about a skater or someone. If anything, that's inspiring. Like, when I watch someone like Daewon, I'm like, whoa, this guy's a wizard.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. Like, if you're like a real skateboarder, you should be like happy for other people.
That you're just rolling on four wheels. On a
fucking toy, like rolling around. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think that it's a deeper issue. I think because a lot of their identity, who they are, it's basically like the way someone is a prof, like an actor, that's like, it's their title, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh.
So he's like thinking that, oh no, this is my identity, this is my title. What's she doing misrepresenting like me? That's like, a skateboarder is not that.
He was like saying something about like, I'm making like skateboarding fashion and like
what?
All this shit.
But that's not, like, who cares though? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
He's just miserable. You know?
I thought it was funny.
That's good.
Yeah. I was like, that's sick that someone came up to me. I like, if you hate, like, I guess. Whatever.
So, for whatever your name, long haired guy from Lawson.
Yeah, he's probably like my stalker. Yeah. Watching
he'll definitely comment on the YouTube video.
Comment and like and subscribe.
YouTube. Like, keep going. Okay, so comment, like, and subscribe.
Send us money on Venmo.
Yeah, send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. What do you mean by that?
We don't want dangerous packages.
No, we don't want dangerous packages. But he might send me poo. But that's okay. If he sent me dry poo in a Ziploc bag, I'll have it on my video and then I'll vlog
like
it.
An unboxing.
I'll be like, hey, at least he saw my video.
Yeah, he like saw it and thought of you.
He's just helping me monetize.
Yeah.
And he sent me poo, and then that's great entertainment. Okay. We have 10. So what I like to do now is I wanted to kind of promote what you're about, like your website, your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, whatever you want to do right now as far as promoting that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, go ahead.
I just have an Instagram and it's Hillary Shanks with two S's, because somebody took my.
All right, that's fine. Can you spell it out for him, please?
HillarySHanksss.
So that's Shanks, S-H-A-N-K-S-S.
Yeah, and that's my real last name. A lot of people think that I like made up like
No,
funny,
that's her real,
like,
I mean, you could ask your brother. Name. Yeah. Hillary's with one L as well. Okay. Is there anything else? Your Facebook? Or?
I mean, I'm on the Facebooks.
Uh-huh.
Facebooks.
What if there's a like, a girl out there and she has no friends, but she wants to learn how to skateboard, but she doesn't have any friends to skate with. Would you skate with her?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to that girl right now sitting there who just, she has her complete and she's like, I have no one to skate with. I want to go. I'm embarrassed. I wish I had a buddy. Could she reach out to you?
Yeah, she can hit me
and
up.
How does she do that?
On Instagram.
So go to Hillary Shanks with double S's at the end and DM her, whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you'll have someone to skateboard with.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brianna King. Brianna. Shout out to, anyone who's just having fun on their board or whatever. That was...
Also, if somebody feels intimidated about skating, or, you know, what would you suggest? Like, if they've never skated, but they want to learn?
Yeah, so the question is, if someone out there feels intimidated by skateboarding, but they want to learn, like, what suggestions would you give them?
I would just suggest maybe, like, finding someone to learn with you. Mm-hmm. Like a buddy, or also like Brianna has the girls meetups, or like if there's something like that in your town.
Yeah, she's got
a lot of places are having like girls meetup, or like even guys, like, you know, I would just go to the park. People aren't as like mean or whatever as you think. Like, you could like go to the park and like make like 10 new friends that day.
You can, huh?
You know?
Yeah, you can. Thanks for coming on. That was awesome. I want, like, before you jet at the end, if you could give us some more suggestions on female skaters or just skaters in general. They're always welcome at the Stevie Weeby Show.
Okay.
So thanks for tuning in. We do have a Patreon attached to this podcast. It's patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. If you want to keep this show going and afloat, then make your pledge. Become a patron. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. All with double E's. The new patrons, the newest patrons this week are Andrew Lincoln, Benny P, and Tenno Double X, TennoXX. I also have a website with everything affiliated with the show. Go to stevieweebyshow.com. There's a Bandcamp that I have with all my music. Go to stevieweebybandcamp.com. Shout out to Shane Mullen, David Bartholio, Jason Gershbrecht and Michael Martinez for and Scott Cole for buying some music. I have a new EP called Ode to My Pops. It's completed. I'm mixing it down right now. It should be out probably maybe when this is out. I'm not quite sure, but it's on its way. I'm mixing it. It's an EP. I'm very proud of it. I put a lot of heart into it and energy, and we're going to be working on more content that has to do with that as well. If you like the show, go to youtube.com/Stevie Weeby. We have other content such as vlogs. We have puzzle videos, Stevie clips. I'm doing cooking vlogs now. Stevie on the Streetie, okay, and the P.O. Box video. So send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. And I want to shout out the Homies podcast as well. Support Losco Projects, Necro Electric, and Movies with Malice. Thanks for coming. Ooh. That was awesome.
Oh yeah. Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.